A cure for the deadliest disease. One peculiar irony of the automobile is that while cars have killed millions of people since their invention, our society has a blind spot, perhaps grim acceptance, of the resulting death toll. Each year, cars kill about 1.2 million people around the world. To put things in perspective, an annual 1.2 million fatality rate is equivalent to having 10 Hiroshima-scale atomic bombs go off each and every year. Cars are nearly as deadly as war, violence and drugs combined. Homicide, suicide, and war are responsible for an estimated 1.6 people each year. An estimated 183,000 people die annually from drug-related causes. Yet despite the high global death toll from preventable car accidents, there's no federally funded war on cars or calls to ban people from driving. In the aftermath of yet another massive freeway pileup that sends dozens of people to the hospital, there's rarely lasting public outrage against car companies. What if there were a solution to reduce the number of people who die each year in a car crash? If such a solution existed, federal, state, and city governments would band together to put it into widespread use. Reducing the death toll from car accidents would become a top governmental priority, backed by public opinion. Advocates of this solution would host fundraisers and hand out badges boasting a highly recognizable symbol of the effort, similar to the iconic pink ribbon for breast cancer research. Federal agencies would dole out generous research grants to universities. The reality is that such a solution will soon exist. The solution is to remove human drivers from the equation and replace them with intelligent software and sensors. If our society were to pull together to make the development of driverless cars our next cultural Apollo moment, we could save millions of lives. A study by the Enos Center for Transportation estimates that in the United States alone, if 90% of the cars on the roads were autonomous vehicles, the number of driving-related deaths would fall from 32,400 a year to 11,300. It would be irresponsible, however, at this point,